Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Year of the Runaways by Sanjeev Sahota, read by Sartaj Garhiwal.
Winter. Chapter 1. Arrivals. Randeep Sangera stood in front of the green and blue map tacked to the wall. The map had come with the flat. And though it was big and wrinkled, and cigarette butts had once stubbed black islands into the mid-Atlantic, he'd kept it, a reminder of the world outside. He was less sure about the flowers, guilty-looking things he'd spent too long choosing at the petrol station. Get rid of them, he decided, but then heard someone was parking up outside, and the thought flew out of his head. He went down the narrow staircase, step by nervous step, straightening his cuffs, swallowing hard. He could see a shape through the mottled glass. When he opened the door, Narinder Kaur stood before him, brightly etched against the night, coat unbuttoned despite the cold. So even in England she wore a kesri, a domed deep green one that matched her salwar kameez. A flank of hair had come loose from under it and curled about her ear. He'd forgotten how large, how clever her eyes were. Behind her, the taxi made a U-turn and retreated down the hill. Narinder brought her hands together underneath her chin. Sat Sri Akal. And Randeep nodded and took her suitcase and asked if she might follow him up the stairs. He set her luggage in the middle of the room and, straightening right back up, knocked his head against the bald light bulb, the wire flexing like a snake disturbed from its tree. She was standing at the window, clutching her handbag with both hands.